really pleased. And you know, there's other players where situations are already taken care of. We felt that Tarkis, you know, needed affecting. He was still on the contract he signed from when he came in from Brentford. And we felt that he was out of kilter with the rest of the group. So that was important. We believe in that here. You know, there's a level of understanding from the if you like, the key first-team players and the obvious first-team players, where they live in a similar world, you know, financially and their package. And I think that's appropriate for how we work. And then also alongside that, we've got other members of the squad that were ongoing. And I've mentioned that to you many, many times. We have really open relationships with our players and with our agents because we think at a club like this, it's really important. You know, we know they need to be respected as people, which they obviously get. But also the contractual level is, you know, where we think it should be. Really pleased that Tarkis decided to stay with us, which he would have done anyway because he was under contract, but enhanced that by signing an even longer contract. And then from that, going on to the squad, unfortunately, we're at our biggest, I use the word stretch, you know, we're kind of right the way down the squad list of players for this weekend. And it's unfortunate and unlikely that Scarfield will figure because he's just got a tiny tweak on his hamstring this morning. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see how they come back with Woody and people like that, Wardy as well. But yeah, it's one end things.
So the squad for the weekend is likely to be, if anything, one lighter rather than any stronger.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if Scotty, I mean, we'll give him 24 hours, see if it settles down. And it's nothing, you know, it's not one of them where he's pulled up and had to run off the, well, sorry, walk off the training. It's not like that. Just felt a tweak in it. So we're hopeful that it will settle down quickly. But obviously, Thursday today, it's a challenge to get it ready for Saturday. So, yeah, I mean, that's a bit of a blow at the end of it. And I must say, I think it's just timing because I don't want to, you know, for people who are listening to think that there's any blame on these Christmas fixtures that everyone seems to get involved with. It's not that at all, because a lot of our injuries were pre that. It's just an unusual occurrence for us when we've had this spate of injuries. And unfortunately, as everyone knows, we've had some real long-term injuries. But to have these minor ones, we've had a little spate of them with Woody, with obviously Scotty now, with Wardy. You know, they're not big injuries, but they're ones that will take a bit of time. And then behind that, obviously, we've got Tom Heaton and Robbie Brady, you know, who are longer term. So, you know, it's unusual for our squad, but we're kind of five down at the minute in total.
I know we've talked before about a hypothetical winter break and where you'd put the fixtures if you had one and all that kind of thing. Is it as simple as this congestion issue isn't really an issue for you? Workload is managed and that's part of your job and your staff's jobs and the players' jobs, I guess, to manage their own workload.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, our stats were very, very strong for both games. The Saturday, Monday game. It's only really the one day, by the way. You know, when you think about it in the season, if you play Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, or Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, or a version of that, then that's kind of life in football, particularly some of the teams in the Champions League, etc. And over the Christmas period, by the way, you know, there was a table done of teams that had games and we were in the lowest amount of rest. You know, I think there were six or seven of us for 6 days and then the highest amount of rest was 9 days. Well, that can't be other than the way they have to generate games to be on TV, the way they have to generate games for different reasons. I don't think there's anyone, you know, sitting out there going, oh, well, we need them to play there and them to play there and therefore they have less rest. I don't think that's relevant. I would hope not, and I don't think it is. In our case, we just get on with it. You know, if the fixtures present that, then you know they're there, by the way. You know they're there at the beginning of the season. You know, now they do change a little bit because of TV usually, a day or two here, or sometimes safety with the police and stuff. But you still know whereabouts they are. So I think for us, we have that clarity of thought. Whatever comes our way, then we'll get on with it. And that, even with these knocks we've got, then the next game comes around and we'll be ready to play.
Yeah, last thing on the personnel, it's the annual debate, strength of teams for FA Cups and stuff like that. Does it matter at all that it's the Cup this weekend? If it was a Premier League game, if it was the Sherpa Vans Trophy, would you still perhaps have to make some changes because of the squad situation?
Yeah, we're more like that at the moment. And don't forget, the same side played two games in 3 days. Now, I hope to not make any excuses about all these games, which I choose not to, but there has to be a reality in it. Them players have put in a lot of effort, you know, over the Christmas period because it's more or less been the same group of players. Now, that means there will be changes because I think it's appropriate. We can't continually risk players, and the more fatigued players do get, obviously that increases the risk of these minor injuries.